As restaurants and bars that had been closed since March opened for outdoor dining this weekend, pictures of packed patios from around the state appeared to show operators and patrons ignoring social distancing protocols. And some restaurants didn't open their patios for service at all. The bar at Opa in downtown Delaware features more than 1,300 bottles of bourbon, some of which are rare. And while Genti Kochi has been making Greek favorites for carryout, there were no customers on his patio this weekend. Kochi looked at the weather forecast, which had predicted rain for much of the time.
Like, I don't know what a person can do when they're eating on the patio and suddenly start raining. Do they go inside? Do you throw them out?
Since indoor dining isn't allowed till this coming Thursday, Kochi said he didn't want to be in the position of possibly offending customers. He elected to continue his takeout service and use the time to get things in order.
So we're holding a little bit, trying to understand the regulations better, trying to interpret all those regulations that are thrown to us in a short period of time to make the right decisions and keep everybody safe. We want our customers to be safe. We want our personnel to be safe, so we're going a little slow.
A few doors down, the owner of the Backstretch Bar and Grill, Joanne Meyer, made the same decision about her patio.
This weekend is supposed to be the Arts Festival, which is, to me, like the opening of summer season. And usually the streets are full of people, and today would have been a perfect day for it.
So Meyer decided to donate $5 from every meal ordered as part of a takeout promotion to the Arts Castle, a community nonprofit that provides art lessons and events. Meyer says she knows that's what the community wanted.
Because we wanted to make sure to do it right. I did a survey with our customers and had over a 40% response, and 96% said that they were not comfortable with all of the immediate releases. We only had a few said it didn't concern them at all. And so I took that to heart, and we're going to go slow and make sure we have every precaution that we can in place, and that our staff is trained well with all the new procedures.
That feedback is consistent with the findings of a new study that compared the shopping behavior of Ohioans before COVID-19 and now. It shows customers are more worried about their safety. Henda Mitchell with Inspire Public Relations, which works with restaurants, says it shows customers are reluctant to return to stores and restaurants.
They are definitely fearful of how other consumers will behave and whether other consumers might expose them to the virus. And I think the message that sends for business owners, really even beyond the restaurant and grocery space, is that managing those consumer expectations and providing that reassurance about your health and safety protocols is going to be critical.
To help bars and restaurants, Delaware created an outdoor refreshment area for much of the weekend. It allows people who purchase beer and wine from restaurants and bars to openly carry the drinks throughout the area. Other cities did too. And some streets in Cincinnati were closed so restaurants could expand seating outdoors to help with social distancing. But social media was peppered with pictures of bar and restaurant patios that appeared to show a lack of compliance with state orders and guidelines from the Ohio Restaurant Association. Its president, John Barker, said restaurants were supposed to practice social distancing.
Restaurant owners and operators, as we've talked to them, we're saying you got to make sure you have somebody on staff who is capable of talking to guests and staying 6 feet away, and that we'll have things on floors that marked at different times. We'll have tables that are blocked off. We're going to have bar stools that won't be used. There's going to be all these things. It's going to be a very different experience, and we're going to expect everybody to be a good citizen. And if they're not, the local health department's going to have a conversation with them, and it won't be pleasant.
That point was underscored in a statement released by Governor Mike DeWine's press secretary. Dan Tierney said those who operate their businesses disregarding safety guidelines designed to protect the health of their customers and all Ohioans are being irresponsible and need to understand these guidelines will be enforced. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.